With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Martin Burke is a young Canadian whose research into the KGB for the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation provided some of the background for his novel, The Commissar's Report. In the late 1960s, Martin Burke paid his own way to cover the Vietnam War as a freelancer.
I ended up staying in this fleabag hotel. It was called the Catanat Hotel, right in the center of Saigon. And one of the first things I discovered about this hotel was that on the ground floor there was a talent agent, complete with a man with a big cigar and who, well, talked out of the side of his mouth, and all kinds of comedians and entertainers and singers who on a good day might have trouble getting booked into the Holiday Inn in Dayton, Ohio.
Now, the experience of staying in that hotel in Saigon laid the groundwork for Burke's first novel, The Laughing War, about a comedian who entertains the troops. After Vietnam, Burke did documentaries.
They've given me a real body of experience, which I'm using in one way or another. I went to Uganda to do a film with Idi Amin. I was in Northern Ireland. I was in earthquakes in Peru, all over the place.
Martin Burke got the idea for his novel, The Commissar's Report, while flying to the Soviet Union to shoot a documentary film.
On the Aeroflot airliner, there were three classes of passenger seating, not two, in a supposedly classless society. There was first class economy, and then there was VIP.
In The Commissar's Report, Burke's hero is a Soviet diplomat who harbors a hidden passion for America. When he is sent to New York, he secretly becomes a millionaire by playing the stock market. In one hilarious scene in Stalin's office in the Kremlin, Burke's hero learns about a new photocopying machine and sends a coded message to his broker to buy Xerox.
A Russian in Stalin's office placing an order to his stockbroker was the absolute nightmarish contradiction.
Martin Burke, whose novel The Commissar's Report, was published by Houghton Mifflin. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.